For the first time in a decade, the number of children without health coverage in the U.S. has gone up. Good morning with your WTUZ News. I'm Mary Alice. According to a Georgetown University report, the number of uninsured kids rose by more than 275,000 in 2017, and now nearly 4 million children in the United States are lacking coverage. Ohio was among states with a significant increase and now has a total of 125,000 kids without coverage. And Kathleen Miner with Voices for Ohio's Children says that it's especially troubling because Ohio has once led the curve nationally in covering kids.
We're losing ground. We've got about another 21,000 uninsured children in 2017 over what we had in 2016. And so we've got to figure out where are the problems, and we need to attend to those problems.
Meanwhile, Jonah Alker with Georgetown University says that the national increase in uninsured kids came when families were watching congressional efforts to shrink programs all designed to help working families.
Congress was trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act for much of the year, trying to cut Medicaid, and then Congress let funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program expire.
And the report also found that states have not expanded Medicaid saw their uninsured rates for children nearly triple the rate of expansion states. For T4C's Share a Christmas program, over 50 bicycles will go to that, courtesy of students at Buckeye Career Center. Public Relations Coordinator Cheyenne Carroll explains that the students in the agricultural and diesel and also the commercial truck technology program made repairs to 30 used bikes.
We do have adult education courses. Our EMT students decided they wanted to get involved. Their instructor, Dana Miller, challenged her students to bring in bicycles. And she thought, you know, maybe they'd bring in a couple. So they decided to make it a competition between the basic and advanced EMT students.
And Buckeye students also donated 400 toys and over 5,000 non-perishable food items. In state news, a 70-year-old Worcester man succumbed to his injuries Saturday morning after he was involved in a two-vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon in Wayne County. The Mansfield News Journal reports that the Ohio State Highway Patrol is investigating the crash, which occurred Wednesday on Elyria Road in Plain Township. David Flynn was traveling east, and Sean Kiefer, 59, of West Virginia, had been traveling north when Kiefer failed to yield at a stop sign and was struck by Flynn's vehicle. And the patrol reported in a press release that Flynn, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported to numerous hospitals and was pronounced dead on Saturday. And Keith, who was reported to be wearing a seatbelt, was evaluated at the scene for injuries but was not taken to a hospital. And the patrol reports that alcohol was not a factor in this crash. Then taking a look at sports and NFL news, the Browns handed the Carolina Panthers their fifth straight loss yesterday, 26-20. And the Bengals lost to the LA Chargers 26-21, while the Steelers fell in Oakland 24-21. And that's a look at your news report this hour, a service of Anderson Propane Services, your neighbor working for you. Coming up, your Z Country forecast.
Anderson Propane is dedicated to taking care of your propane needs. Their well-trained staff has a combined total of over 100 years in the business. Customer service is at the heart of everything they do. They are open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, but has an emergency number 24/7, and you will be connected to one of their friendly propane specialists. There are no delivery or hazmat fees and no fuel surcharge. They are pleased to welcome new customers and are excited for the opportunity to serve you with your propane needs. Anderson Propane announces the opening of their new office in Eurexville at 2406 North Water Street Extension. If you have any questions or would like to know how you can become a part of their propane family, call them at 888-596-5153 or their new Eurexville number at 740-229-7389. You can also visit them on Facebook. For best comfort, value, and peace of mind, count on Anderson Propane Services, your neighbor working for you.
Cloud cover will be stubborn today. Look for a mostly cloudy sky. It's going to remain cold with high temperatures near 30 degrees. Mostly cloudy this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight. Low temperature 19. Into Tuesday, we should see a little bit more sun, a mix of sun and clouds. High temperature in the afternoon above freezing at 35. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 30s. There's a chance for a little bit of snow later Wednesday night into Thursday morning, followed by a high in the lower 40s Thursday afternoon. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For more on local news and Big Z sports anytime, 24 hours a day, visit WTUZ.com. With your news report, I'm Mary Alice.
Z Country!